Hello, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. CITR.ca is where you get us on the internet. You're listening to Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. My name is Ben. I am your host for tonight. Welcome to the year 2010, the first show of the year. First band live in studio of the year. Very excited to have in studio with me, with us, with you, live for you now, playing in the comfort of the CITR lounge. This is Cortico. Thank you.
Thank you.
Live in studio, that was Cortico. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. Do not go anywhere. We'll be back with the band to chat about life, the universe, and everything very shortly. Stay tuned to Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Be back in a minute or two, or less. Who knows?
From 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B., as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop.
Hello, this is DJ Sabrina from C-Pop Connection. Want to listen to some of the hottest singles in Chinese pop? Or do you want to know what's currently happening in the C-Pop world? Well, join us at C-Pop Connection every Wednesday from 4 to 5 p.m.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Question. Do you like fat electronic beats? Do you like serene ambient vibes? Do you like groovy disco? Do you wish you could listen to them all on the same show? Well, you can. Join me, Galen, every Thursday from 11 to noon as I spend an hour mixing and meandering through underground tunes from the local dance scene and beyond. It's called UDU Radio. See you then.
Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
Do you like to stare out of the window on long car rides thinking about your feelings? Do you like to watch the trees sway with the wind to the gentle sounds of an acoustic guitar? Then Feeling Sounds is the radio show for you. Tune in to CITR 101.9 FM on Thursdays at 4 p.m. for some soft indie music.
Sit on the carpet, sipping on chamomile, tell me a day.
Oh, it's all good. Everything is ready. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. This is Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. I am Ben. I'm with the band Cortico. Welcome. Hello.
Hi, Ben.
Hello.
Thanks for coming in. Thanks for coming in and playing a few songs for us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Before we get further, I would apparently, when I introduced the show, I said, welcome to 2010 instead of welcome to 20.
Did you? Yeah.
Someone just texted me and said, oh, you said 2010 instead of 2020.
Well,
I mean, 2020 doesn't sound like a real...
What's 10 years?
Yeah, doesn't sound real. It sounds
it's
fake. It sounds fake. Anyway, so yeah. So I'm going to restart and say welcome first band to play live on CITR, I'm sure, in the year 2020. Do you want to introduce yourself for people out there on Radio Land, maybe?
Sure. So we're Cortico. Mike is sort of like the architect of the music, and Sean's here. He plays piano. Mike plays guitar. And Dez is playing bass, and I'm playing drums. And I'm Mick. Yeah.
That's all of us.
How did the band, what's the history of Cortico?
Of Cortico?
Yeah.
I've known this guy, Mick, here for quite some time, and I think over the years, having a lot of musical ideas, just, you know, storing up, and there was a time where I was playing a few songs for Mick, and he's like, let's do something with them, let's put something together, and we slowly started working on the material for a few years, and slowly integrated a few more people into the mix, and finally made it here. Just recently recorded some music in August for our album, our first album. I've compiled all these musical ideas, and it was quite, a victory to get that far for us. Yeah. And here we are, just kind of pushing forward, making new music, and hopefully just continue making new goals for that. Life, yeah.
By a few years, like how long are we talking about?
I met Mike in grade 8. Oh, yeah. We skipped our first class together. First day we met, we're like, let's skip school.
We skipped
school. We've been great influences on each other ever since then.
And both of you are now in white grade 12.
At least. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Times four. Mick is a day older than me. We share the same name. So there was a few, kismet things that were kind of aligned at that time.
At what point did you actually start playing? Were you thinking about music in grade 8, grade 9?
We had a lot of acoustic guitar players in our crew, which wasn't very, practical to have five acoustic guitar players. It was not really a good band setup.
Yeah.
And I'd played drums a lot when I was a kid. So I think we were sort of we should try to branch out to some different instruments.
Right.
So I started getting back into the drums then.
Right.
And so then that sort of started.
Yeah, I don't know. I would say, I think if anyone knows Rob Andow, he was playing guitar before me, and I think was probably an influence on why I got an acoustic guitar for Christmas. So I know that's pretty much when I started to play in grade 9, and I remember Mike buying his first drum set. I think a few of us went there, so.
What kind of stuff were you playing? Just
at that time, we were self-taught kids playing whatever came to mind.
Yeah. Did you write any own songs, or was it covers?
Our influences were sort of like Pixies, Violent Femmes, Rage Against the Machine, Primus.
90s
kids. It was like that sort of influence, but I wouldn't say necessarily our music sounded that much like it.
All right.
Again, we were playing acoustic guitars.
Yeah, yeah. 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 Yeah, that's cool. And,
I joined the band probably 10 years after I last played live for Radio Thunderbird Hell and was looking for a type of project like this to get back into playing music. And for those that know Mick as a music teacher, I think Mick has created a really comfortable environment for newbies to get back into it. Nice. And so, Mick and I were at the Princeton pub, I think, probably four of us in there singing karaoke. and Mick said, "Hey, listen, I got this little project, that we've been piddling around on songs for several years now, going through different iterations. And, would this be something you're interested in?" And, right away, I think from day one, there was a little bit of energy. There was an immediate click with these guys. And so it's been fun getting back into playing after so many years.
Right. So, yeah, is this so you haven't played in 10 years, basically, more or less?
Nope. No. Yeah, so we kind of
playing on radio,
these guys
are
really patient with me, so we took our time at the beginning, but Michael had these songs that had compiled into a 12 song, what do you call it? You call it the...
I don't recall.
Canon.
Yeah, canon.
Yes.
You're right.
And so, you know, piece by piece, we put them together. We added our own elements. And I had the benefit from a previous keyboard player, Elizabeth, who had put together some really cool kind of bass ideas and filled out even a couple of the songs, and in particular one that we're going to play tonight. And so it really kind of gave me a head start. But I think everybody, you know, especially for some of the later songs that we'll play later, you know, we got to put our own stamp on it, which was pretty cool.
Awesome. Yeah, we'll play some music, but we'll get Dez to say something.
Yeah,
well,
hey,
Dez is the newest member.
Well, Dez and I actually met at CGSF, so Dez is like old school college radio.
Yes, yeah.
Is that
keep your hands off my mixing board.
I know how to move that board.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, for the record, we are an older band. We are a more mature, more sophisticated group.
Yeah, how did you get involved with this?
Well, they had a bass player who was around, and then he wasn't, and then they needed one. And they're like, "Hey, you want to play bass with us?" And I'm like, "Okay, yeah, I'll listen to what you guys are doing." And then I kind of listened to it, and I was like, "Yeah, I could do this." And then Sean's bugging me about it again. It's like, "You want to do this?" And I'm like, "Oh, how about I'm like, you're still?" So, yeah.
Well, also, Dez started a record club, which we dragged Michael into. And, you know, once every couple of months, we brought people together to listen to, you know, two specific records. And
like this very is the current.
Very nerdily, like, rank them and, you know, drink bourbon and, nice. And you know, talk.
What
like,
two record did yeah, you recently? What was
the two latest?
Well, somebody got sick. I won't say who, but somebody got sick, and then he dropped off a new Thom Yorke album.
Yep.
And what was the other album?
The Ride album. You
got. I did a Ride album. But what's was that on the scene?
What's the new Ride album called?
Oh, my brain is hurting.
Yeah, right. It was great.
Everyone listening to it, is it like a lot of discussion, or is it kind of...
Yeah.
Did someone really go, "This sucks"? Like, why will you even like...
Dude, that happens.
Just leaves the room after the second
well,
track?
Well, I think based on the guys that are there, it's real, like, everybody really wants to like put forward a good record. The criteria is that it has to be like within the last 12 months?
Six months.
So it's pretty strict. The host would have it. Anyways, we got really nerdy with rules and stuff. But anyways, that's where these guys got an opportunity to chat. And obviously, Dez's music tastes really align with
it wasn't
the guys here.
The first place though that I met Michael, I actually met him at Langara while we were going to school, fighting through calculus to try get towards our degree directions. So it was we were both just like sitting there, like buzzed, watching the prof like throw these equations at us, and we're just like, "Do you understand? I'm not sure."
You got buzzed in school.
Yeah. Hey,
it was challenging.
Yeah. Speaking of college references, Michael's a current student here.
Oh, that's right.
Mick is what, composition grad? Is that right?
No, I did elementary education music degree. Like elementary education stream, and then I did an elementary education degree after that. So two degrees.
Wow.
Both from
and now I teach
both from
music
both
MPE.
Yeah. So this band is like half UBC and half SFU.
Oh yeah.
I never went to SFU.
You just did.
This was the community in the campus and community.
The community Langer.
Well, but you did the CJSF. It's like close enough.
Oh yeah.
That's SFU.
Me and Mike used to hang out at SFU, but not academically.
That is true.
Go there and hang out
just
as
for the girls.
Youthful.
That's a lot of hanging out at a place that's kind of so far and hard to get up to.
It was sort of like desolate and like abandoned. You could sort of walk around night, especially right. Like no one's there really.
Yeah. Well, speaking of desolate, like thanks for coming out because the school's not even open yet. So students are not here. The building is locked. You have to let you in one by one. Yeah, but they're like random. Yeah. It's like
which means everybody's listening to Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah, everyone.
Do you still have AM?
No.
Did you ever have AM?
like in the 1960s.
Did you ever have cable FM?
1960. Yeah, I think we're still on cable.
Podcast? You're
yeah,
doing that, right?
Yeah, podcast, yeah.
Yeah, what's with the cameras here? Are people on camera?
Where are the cameras?
It's like, just my own camera. I just keep a stack of, you know, just for you.
Just in case.
There you go.
Yeah, just for future, my collection of bands' camera. This show has a YouTube channel. You can get us. You go to youtube.com/liveonthunderbirdradio, hell, CITR radio or something like that.
There you go, show plug.
Yeah, but you can do a search for like CITR radio, Live on Thunderbird Radio, hell, and then there's videos. There's over 100 videos.
I would go there.
Really?
There's over
there
100
right
videos of band performances, and basically, yeah, they come out, I'm going to say a month after the performance. Okay. I have to edit them and...
Cool. So February?
Yeah, February. Yeah.
Valentine's?
Sometimes. Yeah. I'm about five bands
don't
behind
quote
right
them,
now.
Don't
but
quote them,
I thought I would do a lot during the Christmas break, but you know, you have all these thoughts of.
What
I'm
did you do, Ben? What did you do on the Christmas break?
A lot of people are in town. Yeah, a lot of friends visiting who lived here, but then they moved somewhere else, and then Christmas they come back, and then just yeah, a lot of like lunch and dinner and
lots of food.
Yeah, lots of food. What a terrible, horrible life. But it was
I ate my own wheat yeah. and chocolate.
Yeah. Oh god.
Yeah.
There's so much chocolate, but I don't like chocolate, so
I don't really love it either, but like
do you go off Ferrero Rocher from your student?
Pounds.
Yeah. Ferrero Rocher. That's
I
like
ate a couple Terry's chocolate
so much of that,
they
yeah.
give me.
Yeah.
The students give me so many chocolates, it's well, crazy.
Yeah.
Students. They want to kill me slowly. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I work in IT, so people bring in, like, it's almost like, oh, thanks for, like, all your help this year. And then people just bring in chocolate. But after a while, it's like, I don't like chocolate, so bring in chocolate. Like, so now they're bringing in, like, nuts and chips
Starbucks
at least.
Cards.
That's okay. Yeah, so, like, that's good, yeah.
There you go, the next
that's
generation.
Nice. Yeah, but before we go too much further, Cortico Live on CITR. If you just tune in, you missed the live performance, but you can get it on the podcast later on tonight on CITR.ca. Now let's play a song off a record you just put out. Can we actually talk?
No, didn't
can
do you
we
know
talk
what
a bit?
Do you want to play?
What's that?
Do you know
well, let's talk a bit about the album. It's a
yeah. How do you pronounce that?
Yeah.
How do you pronounce it?
You would know. Come on.
I think it's
Eolia. So it's spelled like A E O L. I-A.
We're going to really
it
embarrass
has one
it.
Consonant and the rest are vowels.
Yeah.
I feel so, for you trying to pronounce that.
Is yeah, I'm not going to say, yeah.
Eolia.
Eolia. Is there like, what's
its
word?
It's the mythological island in the Odyssey Odysseus went to. And basically, a lot of these songs and are kind of like daydreams and about travel or journeys and personal development, you know, meditation. And it basically was playing on that idea.
Sounds great. So,
and
yeah. So, why don't we play a song from this and then we'll come back and talk a bit more about it. What song are you thinking?
Storm?
With everyone? You got one?
I don't.
Oh,
whichever.
Yeah, let's play Storm.
I think it's the top one.
Is it? No.
Oh,
no,
you're
fifth.
Right.
The fifth track.
There
number
you go.
Five. Why not?
The fifth track, 5 minutes long.
We'll
five, I'm just saying five. It's
right.
It's perfect.
Subtle reference.
Yeah, Storm from Live on CITR Cortico. That was a song. That was a song called "Storm" by Cortico off the album Aeolia.
You did real good.
Cortico, thank you. Let's talk about the record a bit. It was recorded and mixed by JJ Heath at Rain City Recorders.
He was so good. I love him so much.
Yeah, how long did that
we went in for like 3 days, I think.
Yeah, 3 or 4 days in August. You guys know JJ from music for a long
time.
Yeah,
JJ lent us his van, Ballantyne's. We paid him to borrow his van for 2 tours. I don't know if you know Valentine's, but I don't know anyone who would lend their vehicle to us.
And the van lasted.
It was beautiful.
You're
was
like the only band I've heard of where the van ever. Didn't break down.
I
somewhere.
Did crash it after the second time, but it was a very minor crash.
Yeah.
So but he's like a lovely human.
Yeah.
So Mick played drums in the Ballantyne's and the Parallels and...
Mm-hmm. A couple other.
Others. Who played drums in the Regional Hats?
Me.
Mike did.
But there was a couple generations of that band, though. So yeah. I definitely didn't play drums in every iteration of that band.
So Mick and I met at the Power Plant in Edmonton on a bit of a haphazard tour, where I jumped in the back of
the Raking Bombs
van last minute and surprised them after having booked the tour with them and felt really sad that I wasn't going. So drove out to their first show in Abbotsford with a bunch of awesome Abbotsford bands. And I looked over at my girlfriend at the time and was like, why the hell am I not going on this tour? She's like, what's stopping you from going? And I'm like, but I don't have anything. Who cares? So I literally... went into the van, put a bunch of stuff over my head, and as they started driving off,
yeah.
I was like, I didn't know that.
You did not know that?
No, I didn't know that.
And it was awesome. But it was super cool. It was definitely like a book that I was influenced by when I was growing up was Henry Rollins' Get in the Van.
All right.
There you go.
It was like, what the hell? Why am I not
very
doing this?
Very literal.
Yeah, I know. It was definitely a spur of the moment thing, right? And so so one of our first shows was in Edmonton, and it was at the Power Plant, and it was basically all Vancouver bands, The Accident, Parallels, and Raking Bombs.
Oh, The Accident.
And that's where I met. Yeah, so all these guys, friends, and that's where I met Mick.
We played one show in Edmonton that was a clothing store, and we basically
and there was that,
we
too.
We just, pushed the clothing racks to the
too.
Side.
Sounds about
and
right,
then,
yeah.
And there was set that a band too. Up in between the clothing racks. It was very strange.
And so it was, one of those shows where everybody instantly becomes friends, right? And we went, we ended up at, this crazy house afterwards with, these skinheads. And then we ended up sleeping in the vans beside the river in Edmonton in some weird, Shaughnessy neighborhood. It was so weird.
I didn't really sleep.
It was really weird.
It was very late night.
Anyways, so I've known Mick for that long, which was when? 2003, 2004?
Did The Accident were touring?
I
don't know.
Back.
Yeah, maybe before that. And then... on air at CGSF, I swear to God, I must have played Parallels and Regional Hats a million times on air. But, one of the things that I like about this album and that song, Storm, is just how different Mick's drumming is. It's unbelievably more diverse. The breadth of what you're doing is out of control. It's I've never heard you drum before. And Mick actually was the one who brought JJ to the table. And JJ's a drum tech. He's a drum nerd, totally into all the little things. And I think that was one of the best choices that we made for this album, just because it really showcases Mick's drums and the next level that you took it with all this stuff that we've done.
I think it's because of the music being instrumental. You don't really have the verse chorus sort of regular bridge out sort of equation. So you have to think about the drumming in a different way. So that's one of the things I really love about this band is just that it makes me think about music in a different way. And how I approach the drum part is definitely unique to any other band I've been in. So,
but if you heard any of those other bands, Mick plays completely different in
it's
this
very
band,
poppy,
which is pretty wild. I mean, it shows You know, shows how good you are, Mick.
You're sweet to me.
Actually, let's talk about the fact that the band is instrumento, which is not super.
Wait, did you say instrumento?
It's an instrumental band. So
I like it. Yeah.
Yeah, look at the genres on there. Do you see that on our Bandcamp page?
It's that soundtrack.
You can listen to the music for free.
Yeah, it's a soundtrack.
For a while.
The tags.
Tags that we put on were what? Soundtrack, instrumental.
Post rock. And Vancouver.
I think post rock is generous. Vancouver is very specific.
You know, why not? Be local.
Are you going to have vocals at all? Is it this is like the way
you're thinking? I like the instrumental. I wouldn't be averse to a vocalist coming in on some tracks, maybe if it was more of a collaboration at some point. But I think for now,
you're happy with
what we're doing.
Michael would love to have a violinist.
I like stringed instruments. I think just being collaborative with musicians and working in kind of as a team toward a goal is rewarding. And a song is a goal, and I think I could see some of the songs or even some of the newer music we're doing have more development with other musicians, but as we're all so busy, it's tough. And
you got another instrumentalist in there, and then it's like it's harder to get together.
Yeah,
I think all these songs stand on their own well, and the new material that we're working on that you heard tonight that we played live stands well on its own as well.
The set sounded really great. The set sounded great. I didn't feel like, you know, certain things are missing. It's still full enough.
You know what I got, though? We played a couple of shows, and I invited some friends out, and these guys heard this. Like, friends heard us play and came up to me afterwards, and they're like, piano? And I was like, piano. And they're like, I thought it was going to be like synths. And I was like, no.
It's piano.
It is pretty clean piano. It's not like an average sound that a lot of bands have. So,
original iteration with Mick and I was acoustic guitar and vibraphone.
Yeah.
That was how we worked on one of the tracks from the album called Locus. That's where we developed a lot of the song, was just off acoustic guitar, vibraphone, and drum machine.
Even some of the early songs, like when Elizabeth wrote the keyboard, she used the vibraphone track as sort of a guide.
So that was the first kind of exploration of some of the songs that just evolved.
Then we realized we couldn't program a drum machine with the shit, so it was over with that.
Yeah.
I hated the piano. I grew up, my mom basically forced me to play piano. I hated it.
Yeah.
I hated it so much.
How far did you go?
I went to grade 12 piano.
The Royal.
Like, I got pushed right in.
That's pretty much as hot, isn't it?
I know. I know. But then I rejected it, and then I played like really trashy, noisy, punk synth, right? And basically destroyed my keyboard. And then left it for 10 years. And then when we came back, I guess a little bit of anxiety for me was like, what kind of music do four white guys play in their mid-30s? Like, I mean, come on. Like, it's kind of weird playing music in your mid-30s, isn't it?
I don't know. I'm 40.
Oh, shit. These guys are older than me. I forgot. Yeah. So, you know, like, I mean, we started playing and like almost instantly, like hearing the recordings you do on your cell phone at band practice, I was like, man, I'm just into this. We're just gonna play piano.
Yeah. And we do.
That's it. I love the piano.
You're making your mom a proud.
I love going to
I know,
the
my
symphony.
Mom is very happy right now.
Yeah.
And actually, you know, like I'm very so thankful like, now yeah, for yeah, being yeah. pushed into it.
It's like one of those things where I did it for 2 years and I totally hated it and I actually managed to quit. So
I let it go.
But you know what? In some ways I kinda wish that I probably have done it because
did you
I would
it?
Have
is
yeah.
Is that how you did it? Because were your parents pushing you to do it?
My sister was doing it, and she was learning it from this old lady that was super, super cheap. And for two people, it's even a longer. It was literally $5 a lesson. But she was like, if you're two people, it's like seven. Like it's basically free. It's like a lady in Winnipeg, and she just likes teaching people to play piano. The only problem is then she would just drop, my parents just drop us both of us off. So I have to wait till my sister finished for half an hour and then I do an hour. So it's like, so the lesson plus I have to like sit through my sister's lesson. And it was just,
You were just learning that much more.
I'm pretty sure everyone hated piano lessons. Yeah.
I'm sure your sister got really good though, because she probably got your time.
Oh yeah, she was way ahead of me. She's but still, I think she only went up to like grade 5 or 6 or something.
So the other thing that I was drawn to this band about, maybe we can talk after this next song, but was the songwriting. Like, so Michael's songwriting really drew me to this band for a lot of different reasons. But the next song that we're going to play, called Swell, was a little bit more organic. It was a little bit more written as a group based on parts that Michael had put together. So we've kind of moved more so into Michael bringing parts and us arranging them. And so that's been really fun, kind of, you know, evolving the songwriting style from just Michael to, you know, all adding to it. And this is a good example of it.
Let's give it a listen. Swell, Cortical, live on CITR.
Thank you.
That is a song called Swell by the band Cortico, who is with me in the studio right now. Before we go too much further, the show's coming up. Other than tonight, there's a bunch of things happening. Do you want to talk about them?
We had some amazing artwork done. We were just talking about that here by our good friend Ben Jakes, who's an incredible illustrator, animator, and artist. And there is a poster circulating online and on our new Instagram page with 2 followers. So go check it out.
What's the?
I don't know. I think it's like Cortico Band.
Okay.
We had to get that. somebody's sitting on Cortico. Find that online and reference it for future. But we're playing tomorrow night at the Toast Collective for an event series called It's a New Thing. And it features bands playing previously unheard material. So don't tell Andy that we played the 3 songs tonight that we're going to play tomorrow, because that kind of defeats the purpose. It's a new thing, but you know what, whatever.
I think they'll be fresh. I think it's going to be the same people that listen to our radio show.
So we're in this group chat with all the artists, and I think it's going to be a really fun show. The Toast Collective is like so small and cozy, and I think that's going to be a lot of fun. And then on Sunday, we're playing a record release show for a band called I.O., who played at New Forms Festival this year. These guys can describe, actually, probably Mick is the best person to describe I.O. Because
I'm a drummer, and he's essentially a crazy soloist drummer. Maybe that's why.
Yeah, and what is it? He's saying
it's his 100th album release. I have not possible. Read anything that suggests that it's not actually his 100th album release.
Right.
At first I thought, maybe he hit the zero an extra time by accident or something like that. But no, it's definitely advertised as 100th album release.
So I think that's true.
I will not be the one to say that that is not true, because I don't think it is. I mean, I don't think it's not true.
So after we recorded this album, we decided that, that we're going to record in a more iterative process and put material out, in a more rapid fire way, but we'll never get to 100. That's just never going to happen.
I don't think many people get to fucking 10 albums, right. Never mind 100 albums.
So Ben,
on I.O.
There used to be sort of a, I wouldn't say joke, but a fun band called Rockin'. There was a band called Rockin'. They played sort of a parody.
Oh, I remember Rockin'.
I remember Rockin' too.
Yeah. They would put out albums every couple of years, but it's just the same 5 songs but different order. Right?
Oh my God.
Brilliant.
But it's kind of I don't know if it's they put them on CD, but also back then it was CDR was the thing. So they would put them out at shows. Oh, we got a new record out. But then it just it's the same songs in different order.
This New Year's, I was talking about Ivan Hrvatska.
Also
known as Rockin'.
Yeah. Johnny Karate, I think.
There you go.
Yeah.
But I.O. is getting back from a tour. I think it's his Vancouver stop after he's been on a little tour. So it's his album release sort of tour closer, and he asked us to play at the Toast one time, and he's been nothing but excellent to us and so supportive of us, and we definitely sending the love out to I.O.
He was also one of the I think the opening kind of headliner for New Forms Festival, and I don't think a lot of people saw it, and they missed out massively. So
is it just him on drums, or is there more?
Yeah. Oh, you've never seen this guy?
No, I've never.
Ben, come on.
Sunday, right?
You
gotta...
There's tracks playing at the same time as the drums is happening.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's, some extra pre-recorded, recorded from before sort of melody stuff.
Right.
That sort of differentiates the songs mostly for me.
So one of the coolest shows that we ever played back in the day, because we're an old man band, we can talk about that. Was opening for Hella.
Yeah.
And so when I met this guy and saw them play at, I think that was our first show.
Yeah, it was our first show.
And I went up to him afterwards. I was like, man, you're like a cool, chaotic kind of Hella. And he loved it.
Nice.
Anyways, that's Sunday.
That Sunday.
And there's a touring band, right?
Sorry?
There's a touring band, right?
Yep. Oh my God.
Okay. I put.
And where is it again?
That's at Redgate.
It's at the Redgate.
Yeah. Yeah. Redgate. So we're on later. Tomorrow at Toast, we're on later. And then for people that want to get to bed at a reasonable hour, mm-hmm. I think the Redgate show is a bit earlier.
All right. Yeah.
Cortical. We really stretched that out, Ben.
No, it's all great. Cortical Life on CITR. And also available on Bandcamp, and it's actually just cortical.bandcamp.com. There's no...
Yeah, we got that.
You got that, yeah.
And Instagram, because we have two followers.
Yeah. Oh, I found out. So Fiona Gurney is NYC solo guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's coming out. And then Ethan Reyes is a solo experience, SIC it's called. And then Cortico, and then IO, of course.
There you go.
Excellent. Excellent.
So maybe we should play another song and then talk more about.
All right, let's do it.
Constellation, let's do that.
Constellation, all right. From Cortico of the record, I'm not going to try to say it again.
Aeolia.
Aeolia.
CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back. The song is called Constellation. The band is Cortico, and they are here in studio with me right now.
So speaking of upcoming shows, Ben, you have our good friend Peter on next week.
Yes, Peter is...
also a member of Record Club.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was asking him, I texted him, never replied, like, what is his DJ? Does he have like a...
Skriko.
Is it? Yeah. That's what he used to, yeah, that's what his old MySpace or whatever...
Facebook. Yeah, did you just say MySpace?
Yeah, or something like that. Yeah.
From the famous hockey player, Petri
Skriko. Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah.
Is that how it's spelled?
So, Ben, did you know that Peter trained me when I was a young pup at CJSF? He was the training coordinator at CJSF Radio, and he hosted an amazing kind of drone noise show called Atonal Drones.
Right. Oh, wow. Well, when I was like, I was like, are you sure you want to play 2 hours of 7 inches? That's a lot of work. And he's like, I do this, you know, I can do this in my sleep, basically.
So Peter, we had a Christmas party and Peter came up to me. He's like, hey man, like, why have you never invited me to one of your shows? And I mean, the truth was, like, I felt kind of, you know, a bit nervous because Peter had a fantastic
badass guitar player.
Oh man. Oh yeah, he's a badass guitar player. He had a fantastic record label, which I guess he's going to play some of the content there on your show. And then he also had this like incredible radio show. It has amazing record collection, awesome taste. So I was like, "Oh, I'm scared to invite him out." But I hope he comes out on Friday or Saturday or Sunday for one of our
shows. He invited?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Awesome.
By social media.
So Peter
doesn't use.
Peter will be here next week playing I think I didn't tell him to only play 7 inches, but I think he just like, I'm just gonna like do nothing.
Don't
but
box him in.
Just but he's like, no, I'm gonna just, because I've got so many records anyways, for 2 hours it's better for him to limit.
Is that one gonna be podcasted too?
Yep.
Okay, good.
Yeah, nice. Also live. There won't be a video, but maybe I could make that happen.
Oh, man. Oh, I want to see that. Anyways, Peter is one of the best contributors at Record Club. He's just, you know, the rapier wit.
Nice. So tune in next week on Live from Thunderbird Radio Isle.
Pretty good plug for you, ain't it?
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's full of good plugs. I like it. Before we go too much further, I keep saying that, but... Let's do a segment we have called Would You Rather?
You have shticks?
I have tons of shticks.
What? Is this new?
No, we've been doing this for a couple years.
Is this like your jokes at the end?
What would you rather do? Would you rather? Would you rather? Would you rather?
I mean, it's not a joke per se, but it's not completely serious. We're
really taking Thunderbird Hell to the next level since we
have
13
many
years ago.
We have many, we have many games. So we're just gonna play. Would you rather? You know how that works. Got a deck of cards that I have, and I'm gonna get you guys to pick a card and maybe ask each other a would you rather question or an answer yourself.
Sounds good.
Who want to be the first?
Pick a card, any card.
Okay, I'll read for Michael.
All my answers are going to be Ben Lies Penis, so I can't do it.
There's three of them. Just pick the best one out of the, the best one out of the whole
Thanks
card.
Thanks for ignoring me.
Does
everybody say that?
I don't know if the people get that reference anymore.
Yeah, whatever.
Do we do two or four, are you saying?
I would just pick one out of the best. If you really want, we can do an extra one.
Would you rather, as a man, always wear cowboy boots on the wrong feet or always wear 3-inch heels?
I probably would take the heels.
Nice.
Do Megs on the heels? I'm going cowboy views.
So like, so you mean like left and right on the wrong? What does that mean? The first one.
Uncomfortable.
Oh.
Yeah, wrong feet, like cowboy boots.
Not
switch,
only are they
left
cowboy
and right,
boots, they're on the wrong foot.
Yeah. Okay. So
I think that comes down to a matter of style, really. Yeah. Like, because they're both uncomfortable. You like heels or you like cowboy boots.
I don't know. Kiss rocked out on high heels.
There you go. Dez and Dumaeg are on heels.
Yeah, tight calves.
What do you say, Mick?
Tight calves, tight glutes.
I'm not answering for Mick's the same. I was the one that was asking. Somebody else has to ask the next one.
Pumps.
I'll go with the next one.
Mick's answer is Ben Lies Penis.
That's another one,
Sean?
Oh, am I doing one?
Okay. You're up.
Okay. Okay.
Pick one of the, yeah.
Oh, this one's for Dez?
For Dez, no, you read
it. Oh, you can pick, yeah. Okay. Pick someone.
Would you rather feel snakes crawling across your feet and ankles or feel bullet ants crawling in and out of your nostrils?
What?
I feel like that's...
Oh, wow. Those are both terrible.
Well,
I don't think there's a note. I think I'm just going to die.
There's no right or wrong answer, but, you know.
The ants. I'll take the ants up the nose.
Oh. God. No, that you mixed. Or Oh, yeah. No, there you go. No, yeah, you got it. Ants up the nose. Oh,
hey, look what I have here in box A.
Whoa. Whoa. What is this? Joe Rogan?
Definitely for snakes.
Okay. What's one? Snakes, yeah. I think I'm not a... bugs
bullet
person.
Ants in the nose?
Yeah.
There's an obvious right answer.
Yeah. I'm bullet ant, the one that's like, it's super painful when they bite you. Isn't that the one that hurts so much? Like,
I've
it's like you've been
that
shot
show
by.
Where depends, the man. People it's get rattlesnake by about. The things. The
it
whole
did
show
not
is like
a tear factor?
No, it's like a new show, and these two guys go around and they pick the worst things to get stung or bit by. Mm. And they experience getting bitten, and then they sort
rate
of just
it.
Watch it. Oh, yeah, God. Watch it happen.
All watch right. Next.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right, Mick, you're up.
Okay. Is this going well, Ben?
This like, is going fantastic.
Okay, good.
As long as we get to hear that outro thing.
Outro?
Yeah.
I love your little music.
Oh,
that's
thanks.
All right, lay it on me, do make.
There you go, dude.
I don't know. Can I choose another card?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
You don't like this one?
He doesn't like anything. Oh. He's challenging me.
Right. Would you rather on CITR? If it doesn't, there's more here.
Yeah, I could probably keep going on
right.
until I found someone, but I guess I'll
create
just...
a lot of dead air time. It's not a good
Come
idea.
Okay, how about I'll just stick with this one.
Okay.
Be way too tan in a gross, unhealthy way, or... always wear way too much gold jewelry.
Gold isn't really my thing. Like silver, I'm more of a silver person. So I'd go for the unhealthy looking tan. Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
I pretty much have. Yeah, it looks unhealthy when I have a tan, usually.
Does it mean like too much gold as in like. It's like, you know, making your body kind of like lean, you know, like
well,
baffle
like
your
Mr.
posture.
T.
It's so much,
yeah.
so much
like
gold.
Mr. Like T level sort yeah. of chains.
Like gold clocks that you just like, you can barely walk out of. You like
three rings on each
yeah.
finger.
You're like hunched King over. yeah.
Right,
anybody else
sir,
had a
I guess so.
Has another answer to that or no?
Oh, I'm going gold for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too, man.
I have nothing more to add. But that's what I'm doing.
I'll take the gold.
All right.
There you go. Nice Here you go. Dez is picking another card. Hey, you know, Ben, when I had a show
yeah.
back in the day, another one of those, uh-huh. We did a segment called City Singles. And
oh.
we read out of the singles column
oh.
from the Georgia Strait.
And then
and it
happened?
Got so popular, not really, but the Georgia Strait actually invited us on one of their singles boat cruises.
No.
Oh, yeah, and we went.
So wait, so.
And we did. We interviewed people on the singles boat cruise.
With what device?
Mini disc.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it was weird. This is
so
like
wait.
Pre-Tinder. This is weird.
But what do you do on this? So you read the thing and do people call in and, or you
Well, you know, we kind of, we riffed on it. We analyzed the single article. But this is your show, so let's
yeah.
move on.
All right, Dez.
This one's pretty ugly and serious. I don't know if I really like
oh,
this.
Dude,
one,
I mean,
but I'm going to do
yeah.
no.
Oh,
no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now you have to read
for the drummer. We got to give this one to the drummer.
Okay, I'll take it.
Would you rather never be able to sit down again or
Whoa.
I never
sit
be
down
able to
anyway,
lie
so
down again?
No, I think I would never sit. And as long as I can lie, then that's fine.
How are you going to drum if you can't
yeah,
sit?
How you can stay? I mean...
I never sit anyway. I sort of like how crouching at the
yeah.
drum stool.
Mick is a very high energy guy.
You got to pick one. We
yeah.
don't have
yeah.
to get
that's
a lot
true,
logical
yeah.
about it. Like,
yeah.
okay, yes. But lying, never lying down.
Yeah, that's hard.
I think that's worse.
That's pretty terrible.
Because then you'd be sleeping. You have to sleep like sitting in a chair the whole every time.
That,
yeah.
Good. It's a much better question than the always show up 20 minutes late for everything or always show up 90 minutes early for everything.
I say no to that one.
That's,
yeah.
that's,
how that,
that's how
you play what
that's
you
how
rather.
That's how you play what you rather?
That was it.
Would you rather?
Do
you play the sample thing after, too,
oh,
or
I
just
could,
at the beginning?
It depends.
Yeah,
if you want to have a sample
play again. We were looking forward to other games.
What would you...
Ben, I got a tip for the next time you do Would You Rather. Leave the mics on during the last one so that you can hear like the little banter. It's a hot tip.
But then you guys can hear the actual song. It's all good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Ben knows.
Yeah. So back to the music. Back to the music.
We recorded it in August with JJ at Rain City.
And it was three or four days. Yeah, it was mastered by...
Also at Railtown.
Stu did it.
Mastering by Stu.
The drop of the record was just late last
year.
Very
subtle.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just sent an email out. Apparently, update, we have 3 Instagram followers now. So thank you, Ben Lai.
Yeah.
Well, Ben Lai.
Added another third.
Everyone smashed that subscribe button button. Smash
influencer status.
Yeah, smash Instagram.
We better get that like official like business page now. So I think we want to talk about Dumeg's songwriting, but maybe after the next song.
Yeah.
We're just gonna get like build the anticipation around that. But we also had another bass player on the record who had played with these guys for years, named Rick Clark. Rick was and is a fantastic bassist.
He's passed away.
He passed away in the fields of Saskatchewan. In the fields of Saskatchewan.
That's like a Sting song, right?
Yeah. And we had a lot of fun recording that album.
It was good.
Let's do Locust in the spirit of Saskatchewan.
All right.
I actually get lots of the prairies in this song.
Here's the song Locust from the band Cortico.
Thank you.
Tim Hortons there now?
Locus from
very important information about Tim Hortons.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Dad.
Locus from Cortical on CITR. The band is with me here for another 10, 15 minutes or so. Let's get into the song. Right.
I think you know what? The songs speak for themselves. We built the hype up so that you would get excited about the music. Yeah. I think that's it.
I like it. Yeah. You can share about your run.
About my run? Oh, no, I don't know. No.
We have
all right.
Did you had some people you wanted to thank. I mean, I want to thank Rick for just awesome, yeah. you know, contributions to the band over the years. And man, what an awesome bass player. And you know, it was such a pleasure playing with him and recording this album with Rick.
Woo! Love you, Rick. Thanks to JJ and Stu.
Yeah.
And all the people that support us coming to the shows.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. And in addition to the poster, there's album art that you can see on our Bandcamp page. And Instagram now has 4 followers. Thanks, Ben.
4
I still, I tried to look it up. I don't even know what
Cortico
the username
is. Cortico
okay,
Cortico Band. Thanks. Yeah, you set me up.
It.
I say you up, you set me up. That is also by Ben Jakes. You can find him on Instagram at Barf Jackson.
Yes.
Yeah, Ben knows.
Barf Jackson.
Barf Jackson. Yeah, there you go.
Jackson on the Instagram. So, yeah, thanks so much for coming in, guys. We are going to end this with maybe we'll play a couple more tracks from the
record. What order are we going to play these in?
What do you think?
Gonna do
just maybe 11, 12 out.
All right, then I can just hit play. Right, yeah.
Sure, I would do
Let's do
it first.
Let's do Mick.
Okay, Mick. Intercept and then Heareth.
Yeah.
All right.
Live on CITR 101.9.
Cortico, thanks for coming in. Maybe we'll come back and chat. We'll see. Probably not. Who knows? Just tune in and stay tuned and see if we'll get to hear the band.
I think we'll be.
Love you, Ben.
Voice again.
Thanks, Ben.
Love you, Ben.
Intercept by Cortico. We'll be right back. That is Cortico with a song called, oh. Pop-Up said, time to buy the record.
Yeah, you actually can't play another song because we've set the settings on Bandcamp to you have to buy our album now. Hey, you know, we sold one.
Oh, sweet.
We sold an album already.
Yeah, and you got an extra follower now.
We have an extra follower. Thanks, Ben.
It is Cortico Band. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming in.
On Instagram. Thanks, Ben.
Yeah. On Instagram, Bandcamp. It's cortico.bandcamp.com. At the Toast Collective tomorrow night, Friday, on Sunday at the Red Gate. Go check out the band in person, online, and also, I don't know, over the radio right now.
And for the record, if you come to our shows, we're like, I know it's early January and this is like not really like party time. Like people that do shows in January, like they've got to set their expectations correctly. But I'll tell you what, Ben, we're definitely a band that if you smoke weed while you watch us, you'll have a better experience than if you drink. Right. So that's just hot tip for the shows.
Hot tip.
To each their own, though.
Yeah, was that a Michael comment too?
No.
And usually for, and also.
Hey, it's legal now. We can talk about it on air on CITR 101.9.
Yeah. And on.
Or 102 if you're.
Well, and at a toast, usually, I mean, Andy puts out chairs so you can even like sit down and enjoy.
There you go.
I think I'm into that. I think they're chairs.
We're definitely a sitting down band. Yeah, you can sit down and watch us.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not a lounge rock band.
We're not allowed drug. No, that's not.
No,
that's
a good distinction.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming in, guys, tonight. Thank you. All the best in the new year. Happy 2020.
We're all waving at you. Bye. Bye.
Oh, it's still playing now. This music is going. Even though it's this time.
This song never ends.
It's going. CITR, live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Tune in. Keep listening to this station. Something's happening, I'm sure.
Hey, this is Emily.